Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Glory Room. I'm Prophetess Lou. Before we get started, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for loving and taking care of us. Most of all, Father God, we thank you for saving our soul. Father God, forgive us the sins we've done, knowing and unknowingly. Father God, give us strength to get through our day. Father God, we ask you today to give us wisdom and knowledge. Help us apply this word to our lives, Father God. Bless the ones that are hearing this word. Bless the ones that are reading the word in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So the verse of the day is 1 Timothy 6:17. Command those who are enriched in his presence world not to be ignorant, nor to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Subject, hope in God, not in wealth. Christian truths, I'm going to say it and pause behind each one to give you opportunity to say it if you like. I am strong. I am relying on God. I am blessed. I am powerful in God. It's great to have money, to have savings, to be able to buy what we want, when we want, with no questions asked. Some of us have never had a rough moment in our life, so we wouldn't know what it means to not have money. I'm not talking about a bunch of money, but a decent amount to live comfortably. Then in some of us, we never had that kind of money. We have to go from paycheck to paycheck. We had to buy what we need over what we want. What do you lean on? What do you put your wealth in, your time in? What are you sure about? We should place our trust in God. We should place our hope in God. And we should be certain in God. You see, everything's about God. Nothing else but God. How many times have you ever thought about money and what you lack? And what do you need? And you say, if I had $1 million, it could make my troubles go away. Or if I had $1 million, I would live the good life. How many times have you said this? But the good life is dwelling in God's presence. It's nothing like dwelling in the presence of God. Some would say, I do that and I have money. But do you place your money before God? That's what the command was given to teach the rich not to be ignorant, nor to place hope in wealth, because many people place so much weight on money. If they don't have it, they get sick and filled with anxiety. Don't get me wrong. We all need it. God knows we need it. But some of us are so fixated on it that that's all our minds are on, and we are commanded here not to place any hope on it, because at any moment, our riches can be taken from us. Proverbs 11:28 says this, whoever trusts in his riches will fall, but the righteous will flourish like a green leaf. We are told here that when we depend on riches, we will fail, because money can only go so far. The wealthiest people in the world aren't happy, because happiness is in the more prosperous we are. The joy isn't in how many zeros in our account, but the true joy comes from God. True joy comes from trusting in his word. True joy comes from praying to God, because without God, we can't do it. We can't survive. Why? Because the word says we would die without it. The rest of the verse says this, which is too uncertain, but to put the hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. God can provide us what we need, and the world's riches don't last forever, but the power of God lasts for a lifetime. It certainly depends on God, who lasts forever, and he can give us more than we can ever want. I've had money, the best of the best, and nothing lasts forever. If it isn't about God, the only one I knew wouldn't leave me was God, but I wasn't searching for God. Matthew 19:23, and Jesus said to disciples, truly I say to you, only with difficulty will rich men enter into the kingdom of heaven. My heart still wanted money, and my heart wanted things. And the problem is, a lot of times we feel if we don't have it in our hands and can't see it, it's not there. No, we can't see God, but we know he's there. We know the air is there. We don't see it. We know gravity is there still. We can't see that. So why can't we believe that he's there and money is there, but it won't last? We must learn to let go of the things we see, which is this world, and hold on to Jesus. Jeremiah 17:7-8 says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, who trusts in the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by streams and sends out fear when heat comes, for it leaves remain greens and is not anxious of the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear fruit. The word says, blessed is the man that trusts in God. We have to place everything in him, not this world. We have to be like a tree planted by living water. Everything around us can move. Everything around us could be in chaos. But we must remain in God and not be anxious about what's happening around us. But we must understand when we are planted in Him, we'll always bear fruit. We'll always have. We'll never be without. But the things of this world, like money, love, etc., will fail. But our trust in God won't fail us. Today, we learned that money is nice to have. And we learned that no matter how much money we have, it can't buy us happiness. A lot of people think if I had a lot of money or if I had someone to love me, I would be good. I'll be fine. But what we must understand is none of these things will help us or give us what we need. God can provide it all for us. I've had the loneliest nights of my life. I've ever experienced hurt beyond belief. But the love and comfort and trust that God gives me, what I can't find in anyone else. The trees and the birds don't worry about anything. Because they only depend on God, and we must be the same way. What we have to stop waiting on people until we have to stop waiting on the moment we need Him and start trusting Him today. We must do it at all times. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for everything. We ask you to help us depend on you, help us to rely on you, and not to do that with others, but entirely in you. Lord, we surrender everything into you. We ask you to change our minds, our hearts. Lord, help us let go of our projections and hold on to our faith in you. Lord, help us have faith in you to provide for our needs. Lord, we ask you to give us an understanding of your word. Help us apply it to our lives and to walk in our identity in you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Reference, Proverbs 22:16, whoever oppresses the poor to increase his own wealth or give to the rich will only come to poverty. Proverbs 22:16. Romans 5:8, but God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. Mark 10:23, Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, how hard is it the rich to either enter into the in kingdom of God? Mark 10:23. Further reading is Proverbs 10, Exodus 2, Deuteronomy 19, and Acts 16. This ends hope in God, not in wealth. I pray you all have a blessed day. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow on any platform. And remember to share with a family member or friend if you can. Share on social media. Thank you. Be blessed.